Ken Jennings is back on the show this afternoon. Ken is the guy who went 74 consecutive shows on Jeopardy and won, well, over the course of that run and the championships and everything else on that show, he won north of $3 million on that show. He followed that up by writing a terrific book called Brainiac a couple of years ago, and now he's back with a new one called Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac, 8,888 questions in 365 days. Ken, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Paul. I'm happy to be back.
And by the way, there are 366 days this year.
It's true.
I would think a trivia guy would know that.
The book actually does have February 29th. I don't want anybody to feel like they're getting ripped off.
Okay. I don't know if I mentioned this when we talked when Brainiac came out, but you and my mom have something in common.
I don't know if I remember what that is. I hope it's not anything underwear related.
No. You're both Jeopardy champions.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Was she Art Fleming era? Is that right?
She was. She was on, I think it was 67. It might have been 68. And she was a four-day Jeopardy champion.
I bet at the time that means she won like $38 or...
$1,950.
Good for her.
And Compton's Pictured Encyclopedia. You didn't get an encyclopedia.
I didn't get anything. I thought there'd be Rice-A-Roni or something at the end, but no.
You did get something, a check with a couple of commas in it.
In addition to the seven-figure check, I wanted 1,000 flushes blue, you know, and there were no lovely parting gifts.
No turtle wax?
No
nothing?
Turtle wax, no.
Yeah. So the question she went out on, she won all 4 days, but was stumped on the final Jeopardy on the final day. Otherwise, she would have come back for the fifth day.
Right.
The answer was... T stands for this in Booker T. Washington's name.
Oh, I actually know this. It's pronounced Tolliver, even though it's spelled Taliaferro.
That's correct. Yes, she didn't know that. She thought, you know, she went with, you know, she thought Theodore, Thomas, you know,
it's pretty rough.
Standard things. But yeah, that was it. And no one knew it, but she had made the betting mistake and frustrating.
Still, that's pretty impressive, you know, because back then it was like $10, $20, $30.
That's,
you know,
right.
To win, I mean, that's like winning, you know, a pretty big five-figure amount in today's Jeopardy.
Well, yeah, we were very, very proud of her. And it happened to air, I guess I would have been 9 or 10 when it aired. It happened to air during a week when we were on like spring break or something. So I got to be home at noon to see my mom on Jeopardy. It was very, very cool.
That's exciting.
Now, your kids, they never saw you on Jeopardy, did they? Or they're not old enough?
My son's now 5, so he's just barely old enough to remember it. He was, I guess he was 2 that summer. And the funny thing is he started calling me Ken Jennings around the house instead of Daddy, you know, because that's what they'd always say on the TV.
Really?
Yes. But I don't think he definitely wasn't old enough to get any perspective like, oh, of course Dad's on TV. Oh, yeah, Dad's on Sesame Street now. But, you know, big deal. I'm sure everybody's Daddy. You know?
Everybody does that, sure.
He doesn't know it's cool.
Yeah. The thing that always impressed me, and because my mom was on it, I grew up as a Jeopardy fan, and even though we're going to be on against it here in a few minutes because it airs in this hour on Channel 5.
Oh, really? I got to run. I didn't realize.
Thanks to the DVR, we can still enjoy it at a later time. The thing I've always liked about it is it honors smart. So much of America is built on honoring dumb.
Yeah, in Brainiac, I called game shows maybe the last meritocracy. You know, it to excel on a game show, it doesn't matter, you know, who married the boss's daughter or, you know, who went to the right prep school. You know, it's just whoever can play the game better. And Jeopardy in particular, because it's still so brainy at a time when so many other TV game shows have, you know, really dumbed down. I mean, when you see how low the bar is, yeah, Jeopardy has to be smarter than a show where people randomly pick numbers on you know, briefcases held by models or... You know, or show that they're smarter than a 10-year-old. I mean, oh, that's great. Good job.
Yeah. In many cases, you have to prove you're a lot smarter to be on Jeopardy, and you certainly did that. And now this is your full-time life, isn't it? You quit your job as a software engineer, and you're doing this full-time and enjoying it?
Yeah, I was a programmer, and, you know, not terribly good at it, frankly, and not in love with every aspect of my life. I wasn't one of these guys that, you know, goes home and programs all night like all my coworkers. I was actually an English major in college and didn't think I would ever be able to do anything with that, you know, like, you know, support a family.
Really? So, English major? Career? What am I going to do with that?
It's a very narrow intersection. But apparently, if you win 75 times on a major syndicated game show, that, you know, there is a chance for a second chance at life as a freelance writer. And I am loving it. You know, I get to work from home. I get to see my kids all I want. I can work in my pajamas if I want to. It's great.
It's fantastic. My theory about you is that you are an information sponge. I'm guessing you're the kind of guy just walking around St. Louis, and you told me before we went on that you had kind of walked across to the Arch in your short visit here and taken a look at it.
Mm-hmm.
if you were to go into the museum that's under the arch or anywhere else in our town and see some little snippet of information, it goes into the little computer inside your skull and stays there forever, doesn't it?
It's not like Terminator. I don't have a little red infrared thing, focusing in on
that's not what I was implying.
Plaques in museums. But no, you're right. There is some sort of unconscious thing where, and this is true of pretty much all the trivia, I almost said trivia nerds, the trivia fans I talked to when I wrote Brainiac. It just seems to be sort of a mindset of just general curiosity, inquisitiveness, just being interested by almost everything around you, mm-hmm. And the things that interest us, they tend to stick up here whether we mean them to or not. And I think that's sort of how I, where it all came from for me.
Yeah, we do a thing on this show every Friday afternoon called the Harris Challenge, which is a trivia thing that I write, and I've been writing it for years and years and years and written thousands of questions myself. And there's stuff that is stuck in my brain. Except for my brother's phone number. I have no idea what my brother... part of that's because it's on speed dial on my phone. But do you have that same problem where you know the most mundane, trivial information, but simple, everyday stuff doesn't stick in there?
The absent-minded professor syndrome, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I think I sort of do. You could just ask my wife. She is not impressed by anything I do on Jeopardy because she knows. She can look in my eyes and know that at that moment I have no idea where my car keys are,
Right.
I am Mr. Honey, why did I come down here again? So, I definitely have that.
Don't you remember I told you we're going out with the Johnsons on Thursday night?
Yeah, exactly.
No,
exactly.
You never... Yes, I did. Those sort of things. You've also done a couple of other TV shows, and I want to know about your experience on 1 versus 100.
Right.
You were part of the mob.
Right. I was on the very first show, and I came back for a later show.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked a lot of things about the show. I like Bob Saget a lot. I thought the set was just great. The way the show has turned out, really, the mob is not going to do well. The mob's just window dressing.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have to sort of stand in a little cubicle for the better part of a day with nothing to sit down on. The mob is essentially trapped up there.
Right.
But I do like the show.
The thing about shows like that and too many other shows, and this is one of the reasons I like Jeopardy and don't like modern day shows like that, is that they're much more about producing suspense than actually asking questions and finding out what people know.
Jeopardy gets like 61 questions in every half hour. And, the Millionaire or 1 versus 100, these shows are much longer and yet have, just a handful of questions.
Yeah. The first day that fifth grader show was on with Jeff Foxworthy on Fox, I watched it and I counted and they got to 6 questions. It's an hour and they got to 6 questions. And Jeopardy is, as you say, 61. Now, but there was another show that you did, and I think it was on GSN, called Grand Slam.
Yeah, Grand Slam.
And it was you against other trivia gods.
Yeah, they had like 15 other people who had, been super winners on their respective shows, and sort of this head-to-head gladiatorial kind of tournament to see who would face off in the final.
What was the interpersonal communication like on that show with you and these other men and women?
It's actually a very collegial kind of thing. There's such a small group of people that have had fleeting game show fame, that it's like a fraternity. We're always happy to get together and hang out, and there's a degree to which we pretend it doesn't really matter who wins. It's all about the game.
But you're hyper-competitive, and you want it to win.
Yeah, when the cameras are on, the gloves come off. But everyone's very friendly. We get along well.
And by the way, Ken did win on Grand Slam.
If you say so, I'm far too modest to point that out. Yeah, it was close fought. But
Were they intimidated by you?
It's possible. I think I was the one, I was watching the pregame interviews with all these people, and a lot of them were like, yeah, I'm gunning for Ken Jennings. That was, I guess I had a target on my back, but, to me, none of us had ever played that game before. They were all incredibly, they were the Ken Jennings of their respective game shows, these people. So I didn't feel like I was any kind of favorite.
Ken's new book is called Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac, 8,888 questions in 365 days. We'll take a break, come back, get into a couple of these questions, and give away some movie tickets as well. If you want to be on, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. And by the way, Left Bank Books is presenting Ken in a trivia night and book signing tonight at the Schlafly Brewery and Tap Room. That's at Locust and 21st here in downtown St. Louis. The doors there will open up at 7 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be a big crowd. And it's a big trivia night. Going to be doing like 100 questions and categories and all of that, right?
I hear this is a big trivia town, and apparently they've set up quite the event. So
yeah, huge.
It should be a bash.
Huge. 7 o'clock tonight at Schlafly. Back with Ken Jennings in a moment. Here is the Paul Harris Show continues on KMO. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening every day from 2 until 6 here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch, News Talk 1120 KMOX, available worldwide on KMOX.com. Ken Jennings, the trivia king, is here. I never know exactly how to introduce you, Ken. The Jeopardy champion. Well, you're more than that.
Trivia
now.
Guru, trivia rabbi.
Trivia guru.
I don't know.
Trivia author. Now
there we go.
The new book is called Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac: 8,888 questions in 365 days. We have a link to it now on KMOX.com. You can click on the KMOX bookstore. If you buy it there, a portion of the proceeds will go to help out. help out St. Louis Children's Hospital. We got a little
very nice
little kickback program for the hospital, and if people want your book, they can buy it there. So I thought we would go here, and you just ask a question, and then we'll end up going to the phones and seeing if somebody can answer it. And I will say that the questions that are in your book are really, really not easy.
Not all of them are easy, but I think I can help you out here.
Okay, give me a couple, and then whoever knows the answer will end up with some tickets to a movie.
So the book's in like a day calendar format where for every day of the year, there's a few sort of quirky factoids, things that happen in history on that date, and then some associated trivia. So I turned to today, January 17th, only to find that that this is the 96th anniversary of Robert Scott's expedition reaching the South Pole, only to find that he's been beaten by more than just a month by Roald Amundsen, which I hate when that happens. You know?
Yeah.
So this is like Southern themed trivia about Southern things.
Okay.
So here, I guess our question would be, how about this for a question? At what nation does Panama attach onto South America? What South American nation does Panama attach onto?
Okay, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. Now, we'll go to the phones there in just a moment. First, I was looking at your blog earlier this morning, which is ken-jennings.com.
Right.
I guess somebody got the one without the dash.
Yeah, he wasn't selling.
Is he doing something with it?
Not really. I think he ran for office once in Florida somewhere, but he wants all the Ken Jennings domains, so I had to settle for the hyphen.
So it's not the porn site?
There is no porn on either KenJennings.com.
All right, so at Ken-Jennings.com, I saw a story that you posted about a bookstore in New York just recently. Was it yesterday or the day before you were there?
Yeah, it's all a blur on a book tour. Day before yesterday, I guess.
And you're in there and there's somebody buying your book.
Yeah, I just happened to be browsing and somebody was actually buying a copy of The Almanac, which I had never had happen before, and so... Yeah, I got into the person asked the salesman saw me and asked if I wanted to sign it, and I got to sign her book, which apparently was going to like a very prominent TV news producer who's laid up with a bum hip. So
really,
yeah. So I guess I got a copy of my book in the hands of a powerful media mogul.
It's funny because you've done all these book signings and many of them in bookstores, and so you've done that plenty of times. But this time, you just happened to be in there while somebody was buying your book. What are the odds?
It's a lot more rewarding to see it in the wild. You know, it's like seeing animals in a zoo versus actually going to the safari.
So this person had not seen you and thought, "Oh, that's Ken Jennings. I got to get his book."
No, I guess she was already in line before I even came into the store. So.
Nice coincidence.
Oh, beautiful.
Let's go to the phones here, Terry. You're on KMOX. Do you know the answer to Ken's trivia question?
How about Columbia?
Columbia's right. Nicely done.
Congratulations.
Maybe I should have gone harder. What do you think?
Well, first let me give Terry some tickets here to the movie Untraceable. It's a new thriller with Diane Lane. We're doing a KMOX screening next Tuesday at Ronnie's in South County. And if you stand by, we'll tell you how you get that. Okay, Terry?
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling. Let's just randomly go to the next person and we'll just hit him with a question.
There you go.
What do you think? Mark, you're on KMOX. I'm sorry that the Columbia answer is already there, but you want to try another one?
Sure, why not?
All right, what do you got for me?
Okay, there's more trivia about all things Southern. What's Cartman's first name on South Park? Cartman's first name.
That would be Eric.
Hey, very nice.
Very
nicely
good.
Done, sir.
Yeah, you're not dealing with a bunch of chips here.
No, St. Louis, these guys know their trivia.
All right, stand by. Mark, you're going to get the movie tickets as well. Marty, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Let's see how you do.
Okay, here's your Southern question. What's the dominant fruit flavoring in Southern Comfort? What fruit does Southern Comfort taste like?
The dominant flavor?
Interesting that we're doing this question. A host who doesn't drink and a guest who doesn't drink. It's the potent potables category.
Don't take our word for it, that's for sure.
I'm just going to say licorice.
It is not licorice. Sorry.
Sorry about that, Marty. By the way, did you have to do a lot of studying of potent potables?
My wife and I actually made flashcards. You know, where on the front it's got the name of the cocktail. It says, you know, Harvey Wallbanger. And on the back it says vodka, orange juice, Galliano. You know, I don't know what any of these things are, but I could be the world's best Mormon bartender if I blow through my Jeopardy money too fast.
Lisa, do you know what the taste of Southern Comfort comes from?
You mean which drink is that, sir?
No. Ask the question again, Ken.
Lemon and mint.
What's the fruit flavor in Southern Comfort? No, I'm sorry. What did you say, lemon and mint? No, I'm sorry.
Sorry about that. Jerry, you're on KMOX. Do you know the answer?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay. Thanks for calling
anyway.
He's
an honest man.
Mark, Mark's a winner. I'm sorry. Chris, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hi, how Hi there.
What's the answer, Chris?
Cherry?
It is not cherry. No, I'm sorry.
You know, I think we're running through the slot machine here.
Yeah, we're
you
out
lemons,
of
lemons, you got cherries.
I think we're going to run out of fruit before we run out of people.
We're going to take a break here. Come back with a winner in a moment. 314-436-7900. Toll free, 800-925-1120. And Ken Jennings' book is called The Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac. 8,888 questions, and we're only on a third one. 74 straight Jeopardy wins. And the career keeps rolling on and on. He's now doing trivia full-time, and his new book is called Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac. By the way, I didn't know that the possessive of your name had an S on it also. Ken Jennings apostrophe S.
There was quite a long fight about that. Apparently the Jennings apostrophe S is now preferred, unless you're Jesus. Jesus gets an apostrophe.
Okay, but had you always spelled your name without the extra S?
I often just did S apostrophe, but I've always had a bit of a Messiah complex.
So. Well, you know, with the last name Harris, we've always done...
Do you just do apostrophe?
Yes, we do.
I think that people are starting to prefer S apostrophe S. I don't know if... Is it too late for you to change over?
Or? I'm not changing. No, I'm sorry. After a half a century on this planet, there's no change in a lot of stuff for me. I also hate the plural of my name.
It's awkward. We're going over to see the Harris's.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get that too.
Or the Jennings's.
Z-z-z-z-z.
Yeah. Back to the phones, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. We left off with Ken asking a trivia question about Southern Comfort. How did you phrase that again?
We're still trying to find out what fruit Southern Comfort tastes like.
Rochelle, do you know the answer?
Correct. Southern Comfort from peaches. Very nice. We finally found a drinker. Well done.
And I don't like Southern Comfort, though, but then I don't like peaches.
So. Oh, well, there you go. You'd have to like one to like the other. Rochelle, hold on, and we'll give you tickets to the KMOX screening of the new Diane Lane movie, Untraceable. We're doing it next Tuesday at Ronnie's, and if you stand by, Fred will tell you how to get the tickets, okay?
Okay.
All right. You want to do another trivia question?
Sure. Something Southern related.
All right, let me go to our next phone call. Bill, you want to take a shot?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go ahead, Ken.
Okay, who lived at South Fork Ranch? That's not so bad.
No, that's a pretty easy one.
South Fork?
Yeah. South Fork.
I'll take a guess and say George W. Bush.
Ooh, very close.
You know, I forgot to mention that you could use me as a lifeline, and I'm going to help him out here and tell you it was the Ewing family of Dallas.
Oh, it must be J.R.
That's right. Yeah, J.R. and the Ewings.
There you
go. Sort of the fictional George W. Bush.
So I'm going to give you the movie tickets. Hang on, Bill. The fictional version of the Bushes, did you say?
Isn't that right?
Dennis, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hey, I thought.
Here's a question from Ken Jennings.
Okay, this is sort of a toughie, okay? In 2002, the NFL created the AFC and NFC South divisions. You know, now they have a South division in each conference.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the eight teams in the South divisions, actually play their home games to the north? No, sorry, there's only one. I can't read my own question. Which of these eight teams in the South division actually plays its home games to the north of two of its North division counterparts? So even though it's in the South Division, it plays to the north of a lot of the North Division teams.
And I will tell you that Ken actually is turning to the answer page because he doesn't remember.
I have no freaking idea what the answer here is.
Which is what I was going to ask you, which is you wrote 8,888 questions. Is it possible you actually know the answer to every one off the top of your head? And right here, I'm sitting here with proof that he does not.
I just wanted to make sure, Paul.
Do you know the answer by any chance, Dennis?
You know, I have no clue. I was going to go for the 50-50.
So, again, so it's either the AFC South or the NFC South.
Right.
And the team plays...
Actually, to the north.
In a city that's north of one of the AFC North or NFC
North teams. Several of the North teams, yeah.
Teams. Wow, that's a good... Well, wait a second. Well, let's see. The Miami Dolphins, I think, are in the AFC East, so that wouldn't qualify. I can't help you on this one, Dennis. I'm sorry.
How about the Patriots?
Yeah, it is not the Patriots. I'm sorry.
No, they're not. They're in neither of those divisions. Glenn, you're on KMOX. Do you know the answer?
I'll take a guess. It's the Steelers.
It is not the Steelers. Another good guess, though.
Thank you for trying. Jeff, you're on KMOX. You want to take a shot?
I'll take a shot, but I have no clue.
Well, let's run through who's in the AFC South. You got the Tennessee Titans,
right?
You got the Houston Texans. You got the Jacksonville Jaguars,
correct?
And who?
I don't know.
No, the Saints are in the NFC South. Man.
Science is stumped.
Right off the top of my head, I'm totally stumped. Glenn, you're on KMOX. Do you know the answer?
I'm guessing Tennessee.
It is not Tennessee, although they're probably pretty close, actually.
Probably pretty close, he says. Bob, do you know the answer?
Repeat the question, please.
Okay.
Okay, it's a team in either the AFC or NFC South, and even though it's in the South Division, it actually plays to the north of some of the North Division teams.
Cincinnati Bengals.
It is not the Cincinnati Bengals, although I think they're one of the North teams that it plays to the north of.
Are the Pittsburgh Steelers in the South?
I don't think so.
No, they're the AFC North.
Yes.
Yeah. So, wow, this is a good question. Adam, you're on KMOX. What's the answer?
Is it Cleveland?
It is not Cleveland. I think they're also North. Is
okay.
Right?
Okay.
Joe, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hi there. No, I tell you what, I'm a drinker and I like to watch the soap operas, but I don't know anything about football.
All right. That's
going to go on my tombstone.
By the way, did you see the picture of the Merv Griffin tombstone that was released a few days ago?
No, I didn't see it.
I will not be right back. That's actually what it says.
Is that true? That's great.
I have a picture of it on my website.
That is beautiful.
It's on harrisonline.com. All right. Back from that tangent to our next caller, Marty. You know the answer?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's Carolina.
It is not Carolina. Boy, is this harder than I thought, or am I just wrong? Now I'm starting to doubt myself.
Gary, you're on KMOX. Hi.
Hi.
The answer is?
Indianapolis Colts.
That is correct. The Colts, I believe they're north of both Cleveland and Cincinnati, I want to say.
Yes.
Hey, very nicely done.
Congratulations, Gary. That was...
That's a toughie.
Well, it shouldn't have been. If I didn't have brain lock here, I would have been able to help you. But Gary, hold on. We'll give you tickets to see the Diane Lane movie. Ken, you a couple of years ago when we talked about your book Brainiac, you told me you were working on a TV show called Ken Jennings versus the Rest of the World. What's up with that?
Well, we were producing the show for Comedy Central, and they really liked it, but at the time, they were looking for a half-hour show to pair with The Daily Show. And as you may recall, Stephen Colbert had a show in the pipeline as well. And so I love his show. I can't really begrudge his
success. Wait a second. They only rerun those shows four times a day. So that would leave a lot of hours of the day where Comedy Central needs fresh programming. Where are you?
Well, you'd think with the Writers Guild strike, you know, they'd be like, we need a game show with that guy whose name I can't remember from Jeopardy. You know, that's what I want. That's the phone call I want to get.
So it's in what they call turnaround?
Or development limbo, or I wait until they call me, or you may never see it, or whatever. It's called.
Before I send you off to the Schlafly Brewery and Tap Room at 21st and Locust, where Ken will be doing a trivia night and book signing at 7 o'clock tonight for Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac, let's do a lightning round with listeners here. I'll get a listener on the phone, and I'll ask you a question, and if you know it, they win.
Oh, okay.
All right? all right. Barbara, is that okay with you? Ken will be your proxy on the show?
They know it, I win.
Barbara?
Yes.
Is that okay if Ken's your proxy?
Sounds like a great idea.
All right.
I'll try to hook you up, Barbara. I apologize in advance.
Ken,
horribly wrong.
What was the first rock song to contain backwards tape?
Is it Rain by the Beatles?
You're a winner, Barbara. Congratulations.
Yay!
Yeah. Gary, you're next on KMOX. How are you?
Yes, that's me, all right.
Ken, you're a former software engineer and programmer. You've got to know this. What company invented the floppy disk in 1970?
Oh, I don't know this. I'm stuck between two. I'm going to go Xerox.
What was the other one?
IBM.
It was IBM.
Oh, I'm sorry, Gary.
Sorry, Gary.
Damn, I thought Southern Comfort was made out of old orange peels.
No, it's made out of old IBM floppy disks, surprisingly. Donna, you're on KMOX. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
Good. Here's my question for Ken. Within 3 cents, how much did a first-class stamp cost in 1980?
Oh, you're kidding me. I was 6 years old. I'm going to say it was 13 cents.
It was within 3 cents, I said, and it was 15.
Ah, great.
So you're a winner, Donna. Congratulations.
Great.
Stand by. Jim, you're on KMOX. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm looking for one here that, let's see if Ken knows. Ken, what was the first state to legalize boxing?
Well, one in 50 shot for us here, Jim.
Actually, if you think about it, it's really only a one in a few shot.
Okay.
You'd be pretty sure it's not Alaska or Hawaii.
Right. I bet this is pretty old, so I bet it's like an original colony. I'm going to say Virginia.
I'll give you a choice of three. New York, Nevada, New Jersey.
Oh. New York.
It is New York.
Oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
Jim, stand by. We'll give you the tickets. Do I have time for one more? Another Jim? Jim, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here's the question for Ken. When did the first blood transfusion take place? I'm going to give you three chances here. 1666, 1766, 1866. The first blood transfusion.
I'm going to feel dumb. This is actually in my book. It's like they gave sheep's blood to a kid, but I can't remember how far back it is.
Actually dog to dog.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so this is not even human. I'm going to say the first one, the 1600s.
It was. The first dog died. The second one remained healthy.
I guess that's what you expect.
There you go. So congratulations to you, and Ken, congratulations to you on the book. Ken Jennings Trivia Almanac. You can buy it on KMOX.com through our bookstore, and a portion of the proceeds will go to help out St. Louis Children's Hospital. Go meet Ken tonight at the Schlafly Tap Room at 21st and Locust at 7 o'clock tonight, and it's a great pleasure having you in the show this afternoon.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Paul. Thanks.
Ken Jennings here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.